You're going to contact him and tell him that you've captured us, Obi-Wan said. And you're going to ask him to meet you on Ragoon 6. What if we do? Floria asked. Do you think we're crazy enough to contact Grand Omega and lie to him? Obi-Wan merely looked at them. It was enough.
All right, Floria muttered. We'll contact Grand Omega and lie to him. Just arrange a really nice funeral for us, will you?
Obi-Wan shook his head. No funerals. But the game is over. We're not chasing any more bounty hunters. Granta Omega will come to us. Floria agreed grudgingly.
I guess we'll cooperate. I'm tired of trying to outthink you anyway.
Obviously, we're outmatched. Besides, I'm starting to like you. And I bet Dane is too. Dane groaned. Guilty. Some bounty hunters we are. We befriend our prey instead of betraying them. Okay. He gazed seriously at Obi-Wan. If we do this, will you protect us? Obi-Wan nodded. You have my word. Slowly, Dane withdrew a comlink from a hidden pocket in his cloak. It's only got one channel, he said. It's a direct line to Omega. Dane activated it and inputted a code. We have the Jedi, he said, but we lost our transport. You must come to us. He listened for a moment, then shut off the comlink. He's agreed to meet us. He sounded surprised that Flory and I were the ones to catch you. Kind of insulting, actually. But he's coming. Dane looked at his sister. Unfortunately, he wants to meet us on top of the mountain. Floria groaned.
Not again.
Don't worry, Obi-Wan said. We'll get up a faster way. This time, they did not follow the trail. They used cable launchers to vault straight up past the cliffs. From that spot, they were able to hike above past the tree line. The air was thin and cold here, and Obi-Wan and Anakin paused to don their thermal capes. The snow was ankle-deep on the trail. There's a good chance he'll be wary, Obi-Wan told Anakin. We must pretend to be Dane and Floria's prisoners until the last possible moment. I don't have to tell you that we need to take Grand Omega alive. Perhaps more important than catching him will be finding out why and how he targeted us. Floria and Dane slipped laser cuffs over Anakin and Obi-Wan's wrists, but did not seal them. It would appear that the two were prisoners. They marched ahead of Floria and Dane. Wasn't it your idea to become bounty hunters? Floria grumbled to her brother as she pushed her way through the snow.
Floria, we can see the galaxy. Floria, it'll be fun. Floria, it's an easy way to make a fortune.
Floria, you're driving me crazy, Dane interrupted. We're getting closer, you two, Obi-Wan warned from behind them. Try to act like professionals. We could be under surveillance.
Master, there's someone ahead, Anakin said under his breath.
A humanoid male sat on top of ice-encrusted snow ahead. He was dressed all in white and had blended in with the snow.
It must be Hunty Pereg, Dane murmured to them. He's the only bounty hunter left.
The stranger did not move as they approached.
Greetings, Dane called. We are Dane and Floria, bounty hunters. We have caught the Jedi.
The man smiled pleasantly.
I can see that. Congratulations. I am Hunty Pereg, bounty hunter as well.
Obi-Wan was poised for an assault. Surely the fearsome Hunty Pereg would not let two children take away his prize. His face looked fierce and frightening. It had the patched-together look of a recent application of synth flesh, as though he had been badly injured. The scars of the life of a bounty hunter, Obi-Wan thought. It bothered him to think of young Flory and Dane continuing with such a life. Despite their grumbles and their tricks, they were not bad creatures. And they are exactly the sort of beings Qui-Gon would befriend. And I would not understand why. Now I do, Qui-Gon. Now I do.
Don't worry, kids. I won't interfere with your prize.
I'm glad to see you abide by the rules of honor, Dane said.
It's not that, Pereg said. I can't move my legs. That scoundrel son of a gravel maggot Telek shot me with a paralyzing dart 4 hours ago. So it looks like you've won.
Is there anything we can do for you? Floria asked politely. It's awfully cold up here.
Very kind of you to ask, Bereg said. After you collect the reward, if you wouldn't mind sending a ship back for me, I'd appreciate it. Professional courtesy. I'll make it worth your while.
Have you seen Granta Omega by any chance? Floria asked him. He shook his head.
Sorry, it's just been me and the mountain.
They left Hunti Pereg behind and continued to the rendezvous point. They were almost at the top of the mountain now. The sun had slid behind the peak, and the wind had picked up. A few snowflakes drifted down from a white sky. Floria wrapped her cloak tighter around her. They stopped at the coordinates Granta had given them. They looked up at the sky, waiting to see a ship. Dane got out a tarp with thermal coils and spread it on the ground. He and Floria sat trying to keep warm. Obi-Wan and Anakin stood, holding their arms so the laser cuffs were visible. Obi-Wan did not feel the cold. The minutes ticked by. He isn't coming, Obi-Wan said at last. Do you think he knows it was a trick? Anakin asked.
There's no way to know, Obi-Wan said.
But a storm is coming, and we need to find help for Ren. We'll have to track Omega after we get Ren to safety.
How?
Anakin asked. We don't have a ship.
We'll have to take another look at Telex, Obi-Wan decided.
Floria stood. At least I can get off this mountain at last.
Well, at least all the bounty hunters have been accounted for, Anakin said. We don't have to worry about being attacked.
They started back down the trail, their footsteps crunching through the thick skin of ice into the densely packed snow. Obi-Wan heard a slight whistling noise behind him. A small metal ball whizzed by his ear and caught the light as it arced through the air.
Hit the ground! Obi-Wan shouted, as he vaulted forward and pulled Florian and Dane down underneath him.
Chapter 14. The explosion sent a shower of snow high into the air. Obi-Wan lifted his head. The thermal detonator had hit 30 meters away. That was close. Detonators had a 20-meter radius of destruction. Three attack droids headed toward them, gliding just above the surface of the snow with repulsor lift engines. There was no cover. They could not avoid this battle even if they wanted to. They would have to protect Florian Dane and foil their attacker. He or she was fighting wisely, attacking without advancing. At this point, Obi-Wan was getting a little tired of bounty hunters. Obi-Wan put his hand on Dane's back.
Stay down, he ordered him swiftly. We will take care of this.
Dane nodded and covered Floria protectively with his own body. Anakin's lightsaber blazed in his hand. Obi-Wan nodded, and they raced toward the advancing droids, swinging their lightsabers to deflect the blaster bolts. They had to be careful. A stray bolt could hit Dane, who was out in the open. Anakin leaped toward the first droid. He cut it down with one stroke. Blaster bolts melted the snow around him, but Anakin was already twisting in midair to get out of the way. He landed lightly in precisely the right spot to launch another attack. He had factored in the icy skin on top of the snow, but his foot still slipped slightly. Anakin took a moment to get his balance. He had forgotten about the thermal detonators. Obi-Wan saw the two balls whizzing toward Anakin. There was no time for him to reach the spot. He reached down and scooped up two large rocks. He threw one with each hand. Each rock flew unerringly toward its target, hitting the thermal detonators in midair, causing them to veer off course. They sailed by on either side of Anakin's head and fell 25 meters away. Too close. Obi-Wan charged forward. The remaining two droids were trying to outflank the Jedi. He fanned out, and Anakin did the same. Then they ran toward each other, each targeting a droid as they jumped, their lightsabers held high. The droids fell in two smoking piles into the snow with a sizzle. Obi-Wan could see the attacker now. It was another bounty hunter. He was tall and lean and dressed in plastoid armor. Two harnesses were slung crosswise around his body, filled with a variety of weapons. Attached to his belt were more thermal detonators.